Coming up on today's episode of the Pageant Cast, it's Miss Avalon Park, USA, Miranda Weber.
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Pageant Cast episode 111.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Shandy Fennessy, Miss USA 2004, and Tim Kretschmann is my favorite radio announcer. And, ladies, he's available.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for the great introduction. You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and I'm so glad that you joined us today when we have Miranda Weber, Miss Avalon Park, USA. She competed at Miss Florida, USA this past year, and a wonderful young lady. Will be talking to her today on the Pageant Cast. We got a lot of great stuff lined up for you here on today's program, but one thing I would be remiss if I did not mention. We have completely gone through pageantcast.com and have gone to a new version, version 3.0, of our website. We hit it with the pretty stick a little bit, decluttered it. That's one of the things a lot of people are saying. Wow, there's a lot of stuff there. I don't even know what to touch. We went over it, tried to pare it down to the things that are very important, and put those on the front page. If you like all the stuff that we had on the old page, you can still find it at the podcast page, which is available from that front page. That sounds a lot more complicated than when I put it together. Hey, remember, if you'd like to interact with the program, easy to do. Give us a ring at 206-339-8576. That's 206-339-TKPN. Or send us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. That's pageantcast@gmail.com. You can also still check us out on the podcast Pickle. We're Pickle number 10128. So you go to podcastpickle.com, type in 10128, and bing, you go right to the Pageant Cast. Of course, if you would like to subscribe to the show, we have a number of those buttons out there as well to make you subscribe quickly with your iPod using iTunes. Just click the subscribe in iTunes, and we have that for Zune as well. We got a lot on today's show, so I'm going to quit my yakking and we're going to get things started here on the Pageant Cast. TKPNPodcast.com.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and today we have Miranda Weber, Miss Avalon Park, USA, on the phone with us. Hello, Miranda.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I am fantastic. Well, Miranda, why don't you start by telling us where we're calling you today?
Okay. I live in Port Orange, Florida, which is in the central Florida area. I'm right down by the beach.
Okay, and I understand that right now you're under the stars as we do this interview.
Yeah, I'm out on my porch trying to make sure I have some good phone service, and I'm also avoiding my barking dog.
Okay. How many dogs do you have?
Just one. Her name's Roxy. She's a little over a year old, so she's still kind of hyper and crazy.
Okay, now you've been competing in the Miss Florida USA pageant. But I also hear that you're competing to be a Food Network star. Is that correct?
That's right. I haven't started competing for Next Food Network Star television show yet because I want to receive my degree before I go compete for something like that. I feel like my combined experience with pageants and being on television and my knowledge in school are going to be the perfect combination for me to beat one of those shows. But for now, I compete in smaller competitions.
Okay. So you could probably tell me what I should be making in my panini press, right?
Oh, definitely. I can give you a bunch of recipe tips.
Okay. I need them because I'm clueless in the kitchen. I think I set fire to the place more often than anything else.
Well, I've had a few mistakes too before.
Okay, well, I think it takes a special type of talent to actually set fire to liquids. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes, you definitely have me beat. I've only fallen asleep while I was baking a cake before, and you would not believe what it looks like after baking for 5 hours.
Okay, all I can tell you, and everybody, this is a little safety tip. When you have a grease fire, no water. Just telling you. It's bad. You'll lose your eyebrows at minimum. So I hear that you say that pageants changed your direction in life. What do you mean by that?
Well, before I started in competing in pageants, well, first of all, let me say that if you had asked me 5 years ago if I would be competing in pageants, I would have laughed. I never would have guessed it. I had never known anybody that competed in them. I had never been to one. I had no idea what their purpose was.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I started competing, I was enrolled in college, and I was taking general education classes, but I really had no idea where I was going or what I wanted to do or how I would get there. When I began competing, I never expected that would encourage me to set goals and start working toward them, because that's exactly what it did. It really showed me how important it is to have a dream and to start making it come true, because, I mean, it's not going to just come true on its own. I have to work for it.
Okay. So I have to ask you, one of the pictures I saw out on your website was a picture of you next to a gigantic picture of yourself on the side of a bus. What is that like? That's got to be surreal.
Oh, every time I see it, I just crack up laughing. There's nothing I can do but just laugh and smile when I look at it, because it's kind of unbelievable just to be driving through town and see yourself riding by you. My college asked me if I would, mind becoming the new face for their marketing campaign, because they just began offering bachelor's degrees, so it's not a community college anymore. They wanted to change the face of it and show, hey, here's these young people that have come to our college and become exactly what they want to be. Which, is another thing about pageants. If I hadn't decided where I wanted to be going, I wouldn't be like the superstar of our culinary program. So they use my face in on Votran buses. Those are our city buses. There's big posters on the buildings of school. They use them in their newspaper ads, the magazine ads, and pretty soon it will be on a billboard.
Wow. So how many pageants have you been involved in exactly?
Well, I've been to Miss Florida USA 3 times.
Okay.
Of all the preliminaries that I've competed in, there's been about, 6. So I'm only around 11 or 12 pageants in my entire career.
Okay, but you're a veteran.
Oh, the Miss Florida experience is enough to make me experienced in the industry.
So, tell me, the first time you entered a pageant compared to the latest time, what is the difference in Miranda?
Well, the biggest difference is how I see myself and how I feel when I'm out there on the stage. It's a completely different feeling. You know, my first pageant, I was nervous and I was scared, and that's natural, but I wasn't really... Well, here's how I can explain it. In the beginning, I felt like on the stage I needed to be who the judges would want. So I was always watching, okay, they like that girl, I must need to be more like that, or I think they really like this, so I'm going to do it in this way. And over the past few years, I learned, both in pageantry and in my life, that the only thing that makes me, worthy of the Miss Florida USA title or worthy of becoming president of my student government or any other thing where I'm around people who may be judging me is I just have to like me. If I like myself, it's just going to come natural, and I'm going to enjoy being up there on that stage or in any leadership position because I'm comfortable in my own skin.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk more about your experience at Miss Florida USA in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Miranda Weber, Miss Avalon Park, USA.
This is Anastasia Anderson, Miss World 2007, and I'd like to invite you to check out all the features at PageantCast website. This is the website where you can hear and, yes, see your favorite beauty pageant participants. Check us out at thepageantcast.com.
I listen each week to the Pageant Cast. Do you? This is Sharissa Thayer, Miss United America 2007, wishing you Tierra Dream.
Love electronic music? Join Sibes to DJ over at SibesToSpace.com for the most awesome beat-mixed electronica show. It's just what you need to get your heart pumping, and subscription is free. See? I told you it was awesome.
With the growing popularity of fresh, fashion-forward magazines such as InStyle, Allure, and People Style Watch, the pageant industry can't afford to be left behind. The vision of Savvy Magazine is to combine the traditional elements of pageantry with cutting-edge trends in fashion, beauty, and pop culture. We believe that very soon Savvy Magazine will be a must-read for all pageant women and a favorite among female readers in general. Look for the first issue of Savvy to be released this January. Go to www.savvymag.net and subscribe today. Savvy Magazine, the best of pageantry, style, and pop culture.
Today's PodSafe music selection from music.podshow.com is from our good friend of the show again, Carmen Tyler. Now, Carmen, of course, competed at Miss America 1995. And the song that she's singing here today is called Forbidden Love. It's brand new from Carmen Tyler. I know you're going to love it. And I also remind you to check out her podcast called The Carmen Cast. You can go to KARMYNKAST.net. And you will find The Carmen Cast. And she's been talking quite a bit about the direction that Miss America is going in her video podcast. So very interesting. Go on out there to the Carmen Cast. But now let's listen together to her latest PodSafe hit. Here's Forbidden Love.
Forbidden love. without a word from him. Broken down from this, the perfect sin. This love was tainted from within. Forbidden love, it steals.
Hi, this is Carmen Tyler. You probably know me as a musician and podcaster of the Carmen Cast. But what you may not know is I'm also a voice teacher or singing teacher. Well, since I moved to California, I've been doing webcam lessons for my students in Texas and Arkansas, and I've had a lot of positive feedback. Well, now I want to bring that to the podcast listeners. If you've ever wanted to learn to sing or would like to simply have a vocal tune-up, just stop by my studio site to find out what you need to have a webcam lesson. Oh, and mention that you heard about me here on this podcast, and you'll get $5 off your first lesson of 1 hour. It could be a really great gift for someone. So stop by studio.carmentyler.com. That's studio.carmentyler.com.
www.thevotecast.com. New episodes every other Tuesday, where people with different political views can have a conversation and still walk away friends. The Votecast.
We're back with Miranda Weber, Ms. Avalon Park, USA, all the way from Florida. We're calling her today, and I'm sure you don't have a nice ground cover of snow where you are.
Oh, no, I don't. And that's interesting you'd say that, because I just saw snow for the first time in my life a couple weeks ago.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, I've never seen it except for on TV until I went up to Pennsylvania during the Christmas break. I threw one snowball and then ran inside.
I love shoveling it. It's just wonderful. It's the greatest stuff on earth. So tell me, as a prelim winner and Miss Florida USA there, how many appearances do you get to do in the Florida area?
I'm not sure how it is in other states. But mm-hmm. For me, the number of appearances I get is all about how many I get myself.
Okay.
As a local title holder, the directors sort of place it on your shoulders to do with the title what you want and what you believe you can do. So I keep myself involved in a number of charity events, including the Great American Bake Sale, which benefits Share Our Strength, Fight to End Childhood Hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm highly active in Big Brothers Big Sisters in my local community. I help with recruiting, fundraising, and I'm a big sister myself. And through student government, we participate in Relay for Life. We participate in the Basket Brigade during Thanksgiving. So if you count the charity work, I make an appearance every day.
Wow.
But then, you know, I'm also involved in, I go in the Christmas parades, and I attend other local pageants, and I speak at a local middle school every other week, so I make as many appearances as I possibly can. I make sure that they're beneficial to the community.
Do you think that the crown makes a difference, or would they be accepting of you as Miranda?
Oh, well, most of the time I don't wear the crown because I feel like, especially with a younger audience, it makes them, you know, more comfortable to be around me.
Okay.
And seem, you know, as different to them. But I don't think that it has a negative influence at all, because it doesn't make them think of me any differently. I mean, one time I was riding in a Christmas parade, and I looked out at it was my first Christmas parade after I won my first preliminary.
Okay.
And I looked down at a girl while I was riding by her on the back of a convertible, and she looked up, and I heard her say to her mom, "Look, there's a princess." And I was just like, oh, man, I feel like a princess hearing you say that.
That's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about the pageant, because the Miss Florida USA is one of the very competitive pageants in the United States. What's your favorite phase of the competition?
It's interview. Absolutely interview. I'm not going to say it's the easiest part of the competition. It's the most difficult for me, but that's why it's my favorite. I really thrive on challenging myself, because it helps me learn and grow. And it's also my only opportunity to really let these judges know who I am and why I deserve the title. You know, being on stage, all they can see is, you know, how you carry yourself, and that helps. But I really want them to know my personality and talk to me for a few minutes.
Now, USA system, I believe it's all individual interviews. Is that correct, or is it panel style?
It's panel interview.
Okay, it is panel.
Yes. Well, my first year there, it was, you know, I don't even remember what they called it, but five of us girls went in the room with the five judges at the same time, and we just rotated tables.
Round robin, okay.
Round robin, that's what it's called. Well, I thought I liked that more, and when I went back my second year and heard they changed it to panel judging, I was extremely nervous, but I liked this a lot more, because I found with the round robin, I was repeating myself to every judge.
So right.
Each of them learned the same two or three things about me. When I have panel judging, I have the ability to control the direction of the interview and get to tell them a few things that I really want them to know.
And you get probably more time with each judge, because each judge has a longer interview with you.
Definitely. I get 5 minutes to tell them all about me.
Okay. Now, did you make friends at the pageant?
Oh, lifelong friends. In fact, I spent the weekend with them this weekend.
Well,
I don't know a lot of girls where I live around, because I started college a lot earlier than anybody my age, and I moved a lot as a child, so I don't have one of those stories where I can say, oh, you know, I've known her since fifth grade. I don't have anybody like that. I don't even live anywhere near people I went to high school with, so I had a hard time, you know, bonding with women around here. But when I started to compete in pageants, I realized that, oh, wow, you know, these are girls that have something in common with me. We share a serious emotional bond when we spend a week together at Miss Florida USA, because it's, you know, it's nerve-wracking, and it's very emotional, and you bond when you're, you know, sort of relying on each other to, you know, stay happy the whole week.
Well, and, and
it's break you down.
It's got to be a stressful situation. I know our when I was going through college, our public speaking professor used to say, your best friends are going to come from this class, because you're kind of going to put it all out there in front of these guys. And I would suspect that pageantry is very similar, correct?
It is. It's very similar to that.
Well, we have a lot of young people listening to the show that are trying to decide if they should compete in beauty pageants. What would you say to them?
I would say try it. Try it. Give it a shot and see how it makes you feel. You know, you could try it, and if you don't like it, if it doesn't make you happy, then you don't have to do it again. But definitely make it an experience that you try, that you really give an opportunity to see how it could benefit your life, sort of change you. And, I mean, it's fun. It's something fun to do. If you're looking for a hobby, something to kill some time with, a pageant is definitely a hobby to start.
That's great. Hey, we're completely out of time. I'd like to thank you again. Is there anything that I missed that you would like to share with my listeners before we go?
I just want them to be cheering for me in July when I'm on the Miss Florida USA stage again.
All right. Well, we all will, Miranda. So thanks again for making the time this evening. That's Miss Avalon Park, USA, Miranda Weber. Thanks, Miranda.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Angie B. of Love Spirals, and I wanted to tell you about a remix contest we just launched for our PodSafe single, This Truth, from our latest album, Long Way From Home. The contest began February 8th and runs through April 1st.
We've been together.
Prizes include an iPod Touch, all three Love Spiral CDs, personally autographed, and the opportunity to be included on an upcoming Love Spirals remix EP and CD.
We've been together a decade, though it's gone by in the blink of an eye.
Find out all the details at peaceloveproductions.com and swing by lovespirals.com to learn more about our new album and our band podcast, Chillin' with Love Spirals.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tattler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Kirsten Hagland, our new Miss America 2008, will preside over the closing bell to celebrate her being crowned Miss America 2008 and being named the Goodwill Ambassador for Children's Miracle Network. It'll happen today, Tuesday, February 19th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So go ahead and check that out. If you are a radio station or you want to see the webcast, go on out to our posting of this on the Pageant Cast news desk. We just put a video out there on the Deborah Kennedy Show. She recently interviewed Mrs. North Carolina International 2007. You can see that wonderful interview with Angela there on our news desk. We also posted out on the Pageant Cast news desk video clip from Extra, where Miss America Kirsten Hagland is opening up about her dangerous battle with anorexia, revealing the toll it took on her body, and explaining how she was able to beat the disease. Check it out. It's out there at news.pageantcast.com.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just give us a call at 1-206-339-8576.
That's 206-339-TKPN.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, The Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on The Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
Pageant Cast.
Hey, we are out of time. Want to thank you all for tuning in today to the Pageant Cast. Want to thank Miranda Weber, Miss Avalon Park, USA. She did a great job in her interview today. It was a lot of fun talking to her. Also want to thank our PodSafe artist, Carmen Tyler. She did a great job, as she always does. And it was a lot of fun to hear from her as well. Hey, do want to mention I finally got my copy of Savvy Magazine here at the studio, and if you look real close by the it's almost the last page or the last page with multiple ads on it, you'll see that Pageant Cast is in there. We're very excited about that. But even more exciting is that this wonderful, wonderful publication has come out to serve the pageant community. So we're very excited about that. Great job, Stessica. And we expect lots of great issues. I almost said episodes. Great issues in the future. And that's it for me today. I'd like to remind you to stay subscribed. And until next week, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.